Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So, oddly enough, we're going to hear from Bette Midler about how her thoughts on this whole Justin Timberlake thing. We'll talk about that coming up. What she has to say is rather interesting. But first, Luke Bryan is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person who killed a red stag on his property in Tennessee. This deer looked like it was amazingly beautiful. It was shot last week. Local sheriffs are investigating. It's become a whole thing. But, I mean, he's even offering money to find out who killed it. That was just mean. Mean. Listen, Pennsylvania, way to go. There is a list out that shows who has the most, which states have the most country or Christmas spirit, spirit, the most Christmas spirit. Pennsylvania came in at number 7.
All right. Yes. We'll take it. That's
on
good.
A list of 50 states, you know, because that's how many they are. let me see. And I have to scroll way down because, oh my gosh, now I'm, okay, New Jersey came in at number 45. Okay. Like, that's not great, New Jersey. You gotta buck up with the whole, yeah. And perfect. Okay, so you know Bette Midler.
I put a spell on you, and now you're mine.
So here's the story. You know, Justin Timberlake, there was a video that was out in the tabloids, photos and a video of Justin Timberlake pretty schnockered on a balcony as it, like he and the cast of this movie that he's filming were kind of taking a break, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like the end of the day. They're all out there
hanging out,
drinking and having a party and stuff. And this one of his stars in the movie, they're awfully close and they seem to be holding hands and she has her hand on his leg and whatever. He's clearly inebriated in this and then put out an apology that, you know, this is just really hurting my family and stuff that this is going around. I need to say something. Nothing happened other than what you saw. We didn't go in and do anything. That's all that you saw, but I was still inappropriate and he apologized. Well, it turns out now they're saying that Jessica Biel actually really pushed him into making this apology. Because, you know, it was, she just, I guess, thought that it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Well, then in comes Bette Midler.
Of course.
Yes, because that's who you go to when you want, like, what really should we think about this, Bette Midler? And she said, hashtag Justin Timberlake publicly apologized to his wife for holding hands with another actress after having too much to drink, but says nothing else happened. Who cares? He held another woman's hand. Big deal. So when is Janet Jackson's boob going to get an apology? Hashtag justice for Janet. Because, of course, he was involved in that whole that whole controversy with the at the Super Bowl that year when her outfit fell apart.
I think everything is better when you say, and in comes Bette Midler.
Right.
Right? Like the movies we didn't like, Laundromat and the new Jumanji. Wouldn't it be better if Bette Midler was involved somehow?
If she could just, I would like her to do commentary on everything. You're right. You're right, but I mean, to bring this all back, how many years ago was that wardrobe malfunction? Yeah, and it's just not going to go away. It's going to haunt him for the rest of his life. Yeah. Thanks, Bette.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So what are pigeons doing wearing cowboy hats? We'll get to that in a moment. First, I'm dancing. Boom, 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 boom. Thank you. So Old Dominion's Matt Ramsey says that he's got a really lame back tattoo. So I guess the good news when you get a back tattoo is that if it's terrible, you don't really see it too often.
Back.
So he said he forgets that it's there. But it was one of those situations. And I feel like everyone's got a story. Well, everyone who has a tattoo has a story like this. Where, you know, all his buddies were going out. They're like, let's get tattoos. Yeah. And they did. And he's like, it's just embarrassing. And so he tries not to show anyone.
What
do you have
it?
A lame back tattoo?
No, I don't have a lame back tattoo.
I don't know.
I do want one.
Was.
Oh, he didn't say?
Oh, God. I know. Now we have to find out. Next time you see Matt Ramsey, you're just going to rip his shirt off.
I'll leave you to that.
No, that is not right. Girls shouldn't do that to boys and vice versa. So just know that. Because now I'm going to tell you about Shania Twain. So, you know, she has been doing like a residency in Las Vegas and stuff. And she said that, she's not finished yet. So really, her next step is she wants to work with this guy. Malone, the guy with the face tattoos. Right. So he said, she says, I don't know if he'll do it or not, but she said, if he agrees to do something with me, she's already written a song for him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that could be happening.
That's funny. Of everybody in the world, she could do a collaboration with but Post Malone.
So, but if you hear this song, think about, and I wish that I, but I just thought of it. Think about her early or like, you know, music from like her Up CD and stuff. Not super early Shania when she was more twangy and stuff and much more country, but like her more poppy music sounds just like that. I think they would sound amazing together.
It would be fun.
Yeah. All right. So that could be coming. And now that I have you in Las Vegas, since that's where she's doing her residency, there are pigeons wearing cowboy hats that have been spotted wandering around Las Vegas. Now, no one knows who gave the pigeons cowboy hats. But the founder of a pigeon advocacy group out there wants the hats removed. She said, at first I was like, oh my God, that is so cute. Because I think that's how they sound in Las Vegas. But then she
a
said.
A drunker.
Yeah. Am I? Yeah. Right. But I mean, she is the pigeon advocacy group founder. So this is a very serious woman. She said, so at first she thought it was super cute. And then she was like, wait a minute. How do they get those hats on there? And how do they stay there? Mm-hmm. Did they glue them? So she wants them removed. She's appalled that pigeons have cowboy hats.
I have a question.
You never thought that I would say.
I have a question. Are these regular size cowboy hats and the pigeons are gigantic, or are they regular size pigeons with smaller cowboy hats?
I didn't even think of that. No, they've got to be normal size pigeons with little cowboy hats.
Imagine how big a pigeon would have to be to wear a regular size.
I mean, that would be the bigger problem. That would be the bigger problem, don't you think?
Yeah, when the droppings hit your car, the whole windshield would shatter.
Yeah, you're right.
That would be
awful.
That is a mess. Yeah, no one wants that. What people do want, though, is to see the new Star Wars movie.
Okay, so you have been gone for the last couple of days, my good friend Dave Cruz. And I know that you are a Star Wars fanatic.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them.
So, you know how every day we play Are You Smarter Than Andy?
Yeah.
We have decided, me and Donnie, our producer, who is your good friend and clearly has a lot of confidence in you.
Oh, God.
We have decided to play a game called Is Your Force Stronger Than Dave Skycruiser?
All right. Dave Skycruiser.
Isn't that a great name?
All right. Yeah, bring it on.
I want you to call me Princess Andy for the rest of the show.
Of course,
and you
Princess Andy.
Are Dave Skycruiser. I really don't like that. Please don't. yeah, so I've got five questions here, and we are going to try to find another big Star Wars fan to see if they can outsmart you with Star Wars trivia.
If their force is stronger, then they'll score a couple Fandango passes to the movie coming out on the 20th and some Star Wars swag as well.
All of that.
Good luck. Good luck. May the force
not
be with you. 215-263-6700.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We are going to be talking about something that's crazy. You know how people get, like, holiday bonuses and stuff like that? It's kind of funny that our boss, Joe Bell, just left before I'm talking about this because I don't want to put him on the spot.
Oh,
but, like, wait till you hear what this one company is doing. So that's coming up. But first, I'm so bummed that I have not yet seen The Irishman on Netflix. It's been out for a week. 26.4 million people have streamed it in the first week on Netflix.
Wow.
And you were off for 4 days. There's no excuse for you to have not seen it, Dave.
You're right, because it takes about 4 days to watch the whole thing.
It is 3.5 hours long. Yeah, that's a long movie.
You were so amped up. I remember when they started making this, you were talking about it.
I know. Well, because my family knows the Irishman. Like, they know that family. My mom, I don't want to tell you how we know them. But anyway, we do, because that's where the Irishman is from, up in the Wilkes-Barre Scranton area.
Who knows? Somebody might be playing you in the movie. You don't know.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to see it, and I'll let you know if I'm in it. Luke Bryan, this is a sad story. So there are investigators all over his property right now because a red stag deer was killed. And I guess it was a big deal. They showed pictures of it. This thing was majestic. Like, if you were going to paint a picture of the most beautiful deer in all the world, it was this red stag that was killed on Luke Bryan's property. He's offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. Yeah, they don't know who did it, like how it happened or whatever. But if you're hearing noises in the background, by the way, there's something wrong with the heat and it won't turn off in our studio. So it's super hot. So our door is open. It's getting really loud, though. I'm afraid somebody's probably going to say something really bad.
The good thing is we've all sweat off about 18 pounds already. We're going to look super fit when this show's over.
Yeah, but we've been eating Tara O'Toole's cookies, so we keep putting all that fat back on, which I'm not complaining about, to be honest with you, Tara. Keep those cookies coming. Yeah. I'm saying. Okay, and then finally, so Queen Elizabeth purchased 620 holiday gifts for her staff and family. That's what it is to be queen, folks. They cost $39,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Not to be outdone. The owners of St. John Properties, which is based in Baltimore, Maryland, recently stunned their employees when they gave them a $10 million holiday bonus.
What?
So, yeah, they took $10 million and divided it among 198 people.
I was afraid you're going to say among their 10 million employees.
Yeah, right. The average employee gets $50,000. Some employees get as much as $250,000 due to their tenure with the company. So, of course, this is speaking to me because I've been here for 20 years. Like, I would be one of those people to get that much money if we decided to just give out $10 million.
What's this company again? Just making a note here.
St. John's Properties.
St. John's Properties.
Yeah. They've got employees in Colorado, Wisconsin, Utah, Louisiana, and other parts of Maryland. But, I mean, there's less than 200 people.
Wow.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
That's so much.
What do you think we're going to get? Here's a Christmas bonus. You know, I worked at one place. They gave me a 25% off coupon for a pillow.
Was it a MyPillow? Because that would be worth it.
It would be. No, it's just a throw pillow on a couch.
Ew. Oh, my gosh. That didn't really happen.
I swear, God is my witness, that happened.
Okay. What was the worst holiday bonus you ever got? We used to, at the very first the second radio station I worked for, that company, instead of giving money out, and this was before all the laws changed, we would get coupons and things like that for free stuff from the clients, from the advertisers on the radio station. So I got a new set of tires for my car, and the company didn't get charged anything for this stuff. It was just because of all the advertising that these people had done for us. Yeah, we would get coupons for stuff that, like, it's necessary, but you don't want to have to spend money on that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, we would get like $300 worth of stuff from our clients.
That's
which was
awesome.
That was a great thing.
And I get 25% off a throw pillow.
That is not so great. 215-263-6700.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.